Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures mixed today. We had corn and wheat both higher. Corn up a half to a penny. Wheat up 5 to 8 cents. And then soybeans were the leader on the downside, down 12 to 18. While August bean contracts, first notice day is tomorrow, so there is some positioning for the August contracts there. Of course, we don't have August corn or August wheat, so it really only pertains to the soybeans. And then November beans down 12.5 at 1082 and a quarter. They went as low as 1076 and as high as 1098. That's been kind of the trading range here, is the mid-70s to $11. So that's kind of the support and resistance here, and we're looking forward to break out one way or the other. Of course, most people believe that the breakout would be to the downside, just because of the weather's been almost perfect for soybeans, and the yields are inching 45-plus bushels per acre over the national average. So both of those things kind of weigh on it here. Of course, these hedge funds, they've been short wheat and soybeans at this point, new crop beans, and long corn. So there is some anticipation that maybe if they get out of that long corn position due to the huge sell-off in the wheat and possibly the soybeans, that they could liquidate some more corn, driving it lower. But at this point, it's so oversold that we could see a technical bounce to offset some of that at this time.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Lifting some of the grain futures, specifically wheat today, we sold 205,000 metric tons of wheat to Nigeria. That's helping the wheat forecast just a little bit. Of course, the other side of the wheat deal is that Europe and Russia are both having pretty good harvest going on right now. The seasonal tendency, of course, is that we make lows during harvest. And as we wrap up here in the United States and even in Canada and Russia and Europe, etc., that we could possibly having our seasonal low at this level. And we've got within just a few pennies of the low back in January 29th. And so there's some chart watchers out there calling for a low here at this level. Ethanol production was 6.678 million barrels, slightly lower than last week, but the ethanol stocks did reach the highest levels in a year. We're up to 18.587 million barrels, so that continues to trend higher. Ethanol profit margins are about unchanged from last week at about $1.60 a bushel in Iowa. And then you throw in this weather pattern here. We've got normal to below normal temperatures forecast for the Midwest over the next 2 weeks, and now a little bit normal to above normal rainfall. And they've added some rainfall into the forecast for the Midwest next week, and specifically some of the drier areas. So no real threat to any of the crops at this moment.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
I'm recapping today's markets. August live cattle up 107 at 159.85. October up 85 at 159.92. August feeder cattle up 160 at 223.02. September up 175 at 224.20. August lean hogs down 230 at 119.15. And October down 237 at 103.70. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up 5.5 at 617. December up 4 at 632. 2.25. September Chicago wheat up 7.25 at 5.27.25. December up 5.75 at 5.49.5. September corn 0.25 at 3.61.75. December up 0.5 at 3.71.5. August soybeans down 6 at 12.20.5. September down 19.25 at 11.02.25. October cotton down 110 at 63.34, and December down 101 at 64 even. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.